from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios from a long way away, and after quite a few missed attempts, we finally got him. Seth Walker is here. Hello, sir. Welcome to JPR.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Thanks for having us.
It is an absolute pleasure to meet you. The newest record is called Gotta Get Back. Mm-hmm. Royal Potato Family is the label. SethWalker.com mm-hmm. is the place to go online. You have brought a couple of friends into the studio with you today. Who is with you?
I got friends Miles Weeks.
Hello, sir. Welcome.
Down here.
Hey, Mom.
And Ben Teeters on the drums.
Welcome to you as well. How would you describe your music in your own words? Because from track to track, it seems like these things are coming from all different musical genres.
Yeah. All that. I guess just kind of roots music. It stems from, I guess the Americana is what a lot of folks kind of call it. It's a pretty big umbrella these days, mm-hmm. the term.
It absolutely is, yeah.
But essentially, that's kind of what it all stems from. I guess, I grew up playing classical music. I know you have a classical background, too.
Yeah.
Both of my folks are classical musicians. So I grew up with my fingers on strings and my ears on music. But I'm from the South and from North Carolina. And so all, Southern music has always filtered in. I started getting into blues music and then jazz music and New Orleans music and Texas. I lived in Austin for a long time, so I definitely have some Texas influence, and of course, a little bit of country in there. Willie Nelson was probably one of my biggest influences, so it's kind of a mosh posh.
One of the things I notice about your music that differs a little bit between the recorded output that you have that you have released, 9 of them I think at this point, and your live shows, is there's a fair bit of improv that sometimes doesn't really make it onto the record because of the confines of time and all that.
Sure, sure.
But you guys are able to very easily stretch out your tunes when you're live to include a lot of improv. Classical music is not exactly the place where you learn to do that.
No, you don't. It's on the page.
So where did that stuff kind of come from?
We all are heavily influenced by jazz music, I don't know. Maybe we can't sit still. We like to stretch. We want to see if we can paint ourselves into a corner and get out. I do love that part of the live show in that it is different than the album. Because in each night tonight,
things happen.
Things happen. You know, where the moon is or where the moon ain't.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can make some magic today in the studio. Seth Walker is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Gotta Get Back. What do you guys want to do first?
Fire in the Belly.
This is from the new one.
Yeah.
It's Seth Walker live on Jefferson Public Radio. Your name.
fire for you. Joy, joy, joy.
That is Fire in the Belly. It's Seth Walker and his trio live today here in the studios. Miles Weeks on bass and vocals, Ben Teeters on a snare drum sitting on a chair and vocals as well. That one comes from the newest records. Gotta Get Back. SethWalker.com is the place to go. You mentioned your classical music background. Yeah. Your father was a Suzuki violin teacher?
Yeah, that's a cello. My mom was a violin. Suzuki, both Suzuki teachers.
And is that what you started on, is cello?
I actually technically started on the violin when I was about four.
It's a little smaller.
I mean, tiny. I mean, and then I moved to the cello at not only a year after that. I think I started at five. But my sister, she started at three.
Wow.
I mean, Suzuki, it's like they start them young.
Man. Yeah. Was it tough for you to transition from the four strings to six?
Not really. I was in college. I went to East Carolina University for two beautiful short years, and some guys in my dorm room were playing electric guitars. I mean, my dad had a guitar. He was a little folky. He was had a little Mighty Wind in him. But when these guys were playing electric blues in college in the dorm rooms, I remember just picking it up and thinking, wow, this is cool. I can bend a string on a cello. You can't bend a string. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So I just stayed in my dorm room and bended strings instead of going to class.
Hmm. One of your earliest ins to roots music, if this is true from what I read online, mm-hmm. was an uncle.
Yeah.
Who had a radio show, mm-hmm. right? And would send
Much
you
like
blues
yourself.
Records?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He did. It was in Jacksonville. He lived in Jacksonville, Florida. He had a show called After Hours Cafe, which was a blues show. He also had a drive time talk show called The Metro. Very amazing show, all eclectic artists. He's a pretty eclectic dude, still is. And he would send me tapes of all the old blues guys. It was his show, but it would feature, you know, a lot of Texas guys, Gatemouth Brown, T-Bone Walker, you know, into Charlie Christian, Pee Wee Crayton, and all of the Chicago stuff, Muddy and Robert Nighthawk, and then a lot of the Piedmont blues that I, like Blind Willie McTell and Blind Willie Johnson and, you know, Reverend Gary Davis. So I was just getting fed this music from my uncle. It was very, very influential, you know.
Have you left that early life behind, the classical stuff, or do you still listen to?
Sometimes I listen to it when we're just driving down the road. Sometimes it's the most peaceful thing on the radio dial in some places.
I was reading an interview that you did many years ago, 7, 8, 9 years ago, and someone asked you about superpower. You remember this?
Superpower.
Yeah.
No.
Someone asked you in an interview, if you could choose a superpower, what would it be? And you said you wanted super hearing in order to compose and orchestrate like Ellington and Beethoven.
Ooh. Yes.
Those are names that typically don't bubble to the surface in terms of influences when we're talking with Americana performers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Ellington and Beethoven.
Yeah, those guys had ears, that's for sure.
Yeah. Are they pillars for you?
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I mean, Ellington, I remember listening to Live at Newport.
Yeah.
Record.
56, I think, was it?
Yeah, something like that. And just thinking that this is just, what a sonic, talk about a sonic landscape he would create.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, Beethoven and, you know, those guys are so far ahead of their times.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. There are a couple of really interesting things about this new record I want to talk about. One is your connection to the Wood Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them appear in different forms on this record.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, your family is all over this record. We'll talk about that here in just a bit. Seth Walker is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. That album is called Gotta Get Back. He's here in the studio with the trio with Miles Weeks and Ben Teeters. What do you want to play next?
We'll do one off of Sky Still Blue album that Oliver Wood from the Wood Brothers, we co-wrote this tune. It was one of the first tunes that we had penned together. It was kind of the glue. It kind of, sometimes albums need one tune to kind of get things rolling, and that was this tune called Grab a Hold.
Feeding. is one of those days when it all goes wrong. One of those weeks, one of those years, when all you can do is sing that one sad song. Yes, and soak in your own tears. Just grab a hold of me. Grab a hold of me. And we'll both go down together. If you just grab a hold, grab a hold of me. Now maybe you're lost, yes, in a deep, deep, dark dream. Feels like you don't.
It's called Grab a Hold. It's Seth Walker and his trio live today here in the JPR studios. Miles Weeks on bass and vocals, Ben Teeters on snare drum and vocals as well. Well, let's talk about this new record. You mentioned Oliver Wood, Chris Wood, Jenna Ricks, yep. All part of the Wood Brothers. They all appear in different forms, either playing bass or singing, or in Jano's case, producing this record.
Yes.
How did you first meet that group, and how did you realize that their musical sensibility and yours blended so well?
I met them originally in Ames, Iowa, at this probably 10 years ago at this little place called The Maintenance Shop. I was opening up for them. I wasn't really aware of their music at that time. I had a friend from, Oliver had lived in Atlanta for most of his life, and we had a mutual friend, Sean Costello, rest his soul. I don't know if you're familiar with Sean,
blues guy, great player.
And he had kind of hit me a little bit to it, but I wasn't all the way in, I didn't get it all the way yet. And as soon as I heard him live, I was like, man, I was so inspired, and we obviously have a lot of, musical influence, similar musical influence. And really, Eric just became buds. And I would go out on the road and tour, open up for them. I mean, I've gone all over the lot with those with those characters. And that just kind of started our friendship. We started writing together, and then Oliver produced Sky Still Blue, and then Jono Ricks, it was kind of a natural progression. Jono kind of took the next one, and that's kind of how we how we got it going.
I mentioned family.
Yeah.
There's a lot that could be read into the title of this record, Gotta Get Back, because you essentially brought family back together.
Yeah.
Folks that had fallen out with one another.
Not really. I mean, just, well, my folks, I guess so. I mean, they've been divorced for 20 plus years. I guess that's called falling out, right?
it's a safe way to say it.
But everybody's happy. Everybody's good. Everybody's
and what did they do? They played strings. Did they sing?
They played strings.
Yeah,
my father arranged three songs for strings. So my mother and my sister and my dad, and we had never done this. It took us 9 albums to kind of to figure this out. I don't know what took us so long.
What about when you were a kid and you were doing quartets and whatnot?
We did that.
Yeah, sure.
We did that. But since the 20 years since they've been divorced, we had never played together. And it was really, it was pretty, at first I was like, oh man, I was buzzing. I mean, we were in the studio, similar to what this is right here. Just the four of us playing the song Blow and Blow that's on that record. And it was pretty electric. And, and healing for us.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You think you'll do it again?
I hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah. They've actually come out and done some live shows with us.
That's very
maybe
cool.
Next time we come back to Ashland, we'll
bring the whole family, right?
Yeah.
And another uncle makes an appearance, sort of, on this record, the guy that built your guitar.
Oh, yes. John Mark Hampton. He's in Greensboro. Amazing luthier. He's been doing it since, like, the 80s. And he built a beautiful guitar that I used on the record.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you talked about originally being from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. You spent a number of years in Austin. You spent some time in Nashville.
Yeah.
Home is now New Orleans.
New Orleans and Nashville. I kind of go back and forth, but yeah.
And what is New Orleans doing for you as a person and as a musician that the other cities weren't?
Well, I mean, New Orleans is its own. God, it's its own world. It's its own. It's like stepping into another country, really.
You described it once as being perfectly crooked.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. I mean, not just the music. I mean, of course, the music is how they breathe, you know. But it's just the syncopation of the whole city. Everything is staggered and everything is in motion. Mm. And I always have loved rhythm in music, you know. And when I was in Nashville in 2012, it was a really good experience for me, and I, you know, did a lot of songwriting but I felt like I was getting a little squeaky, you know. I felt like I was getting this little too clean or something, polished, and I wanted to just almost unlearn some things and get back to, you know, why I started doing what made me want to bend those notes in my dorm room,
right?
You know, and New Orleans has been that for me.
We got one more song to play for us. You said you were going to do a slightly older one.
Yeah, this was one I actually wrote in Austin right after Katrina. It's a song about New Orleans. I wrote it with a good friend of mine, Mark Hayes, who helped me produce that. It was my self-titled album, not 2007 or so. And it's one we do every night. And it's from the perspective of a guy down there that couldn't leave the storm. And a lot of those houses, like the house that I live in, has 12-foot ceilings, a little taller than these. And so that's kind of the picture of him and his dog just riding it out. It's called 2 Feet Left to the Ceiling.
It's Seth Walker, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
All right, 1, 2, 3, ha! We're 4 feet left to the ceiling, 8 feet up from the floor. Said I quit barking half an hour ago, and I can't find my way to the door. Now what the man told me, better get gone, but I've never been one to roam. I've been here 40 years, the rain will cover my tears. Ain't no other place to call home. And working 40 hours for the city,
to pay Uncle Sam. Under 12-foot ceilings in the lower ninth ward is where I took my stand. Oh, with 3 feet left till the ceiling, 9 feet up from the floor. Said it quit barking about an hour ago, and I can't find my way. Politicians, they'll be here tomorrow. Now what I pay those taxes for? D.I.V.L. and Jesus, those fit for higher ground. And I can't find my way to the door. Oh, 2 feet left till the ceiling, 10 feet up from the floor. City's on the rooftop, burying a soul. And I can't find my way. From the floor, cities on the rooftop, bearing a soul. And I can't find my way to the door. Somebody.
That one is called 2 Feet Left of the Ceiling. Seth Walker and his trio in the studio today. Miles Weeks on bass and vocals and Ben Teeters on percussion and vocals. The newest record is called Gotta Get Back. Royal Potato Family is the label. You can find information online at sethwalker.com. It's great stuff. It is fantastic to meet you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Eric, so much for having us, bro.